Democrat Jamie Raskin whines he doesn't have a copy of Hunter's laptop. By Wendell Hasebo on April 7, 2023. Ranking Member of the House Oversight Committee Jamie Raskin, DMD, threw a tantrum on Thursday because he has not received a copy of Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop after House Democrats were in the majority for 2 years. Even though Democrats refused to admit the emails on the laptop were authentic for over a year after initially reported in October of 2020, Raskin is now scolding his colleague Representative James Comer, RKY, chair of the Oversight Committee, for not providing a copy to him. Rather than provide the minority with equal access to this drive, you have directed us to obtain the information from other sources, including from a questionable public website or from John Paul MacIsaac, the owner of the computer repair shop that allegedly obtained Hunter Biden's laptop, Raskin complained in a letter to Comer. Raskin is seemingly so anxious to obtain a copy for himself he demanded Comer tell him where and how he acquired the widely available contents. In a Thursday press release, Comer replied to Raskin's tantrum by suggesting he should coordinate with the Biden family to come up with a better public relations strategy. Instead of throwing a tantrum about the committee's oversight, Democrats' time would be better spent continuing to coordinate with the Biden family to come up with a believable explanation for what the bank records continue to show, Comer said. As we continue to work to uncover the truth, we will be undeterred by Ranking Member Raskin's antics. Raskin's comments come after many Democrats and media personalities denied Hunter's laptop was authentic. Some even falsely claimed the laptop was Russian disinformation. I think it's broadly known and widely known that there was a broad range of Russian disinformation back in 2020. Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki claimed in response to a reporter's question about the laptop. While some establishment media news organizations finally admitted last year the laptop was Hunter's, they have failed to widely report on why the FBI's investigation into Hunter and his laptop has seemingly dissipated. In February, speaking before the House Weaponization Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley, said whistleblowers have told his office that FBI personnel at the Washington field office improperly ordered information to be closed by the FBI related to Hunter Biden's potential criminal conduct in October 2020, just before the election, even though it was verified or verifiable. Hunter's former business's partner, Tony Bobulinski, who personally met with Joe and Hunter Biden in 2017 for an hour to discuss the Biden's family business plans for a Chinese energy deal, handed over intelligence about the arrangement to Thibault. In turn, Thibault reportedly buried the information. The deal included 10% held by H for the big guy, who Bobulinski said was Joe Biden. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan, R.O., in January demanded Thibault immediately cooperate with his investigation into the Biden family by appearing for a transcribed interview, Breitbart News reported. It is unclear what the next steps are for Jordan's investigation or the Weaponization Committee. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Jill Biden flew to China aboard Air Force Two in 2013 before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.